If you're a regular listener to RN Drive, you'll know that I'm generally a fan of rules. But even I have my limits. And the 5 to 7 kilo limit for carry-on luggage is one of those limits. Well, Australia's airlines have announced they're going to be stricter about carry-on luggage, in particular, how much it weighs, very specifically. So what do you think? Should we become carry-on minimalists? Professor Anne Williamson is an aviation safety expert from the University of New South Wales. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Why are airlines becoming stricter about carry-on? What are they trying to achieve?
Well, you'd have to ask them their specific reasons, but my guess would be that because passengers, I think, are becoming rather more generous, perhaps we could say, with the amount of carry-on luggage that they do bring with them. I mean, increasingly we're seeing many passengers, particularly business people, but many passengers just carrying a lot more luggage than we've ever seen before.
How legitimate are these safety concerns around how much to take in?
Oh, look, there has to be a limit, and the limit must be because putting very heavy articles in the overhead lockers is, of course, going to challenge their structural integrity. I mean, airlines, cabin crew make every effort, as I think we all note, to make sure that these overhead lockers are closed properly before we take off and so on, because the last thing you want is to have them open during flight, during turbulence, and have some 10 kilo or more object hitting you on the head or any other part of your anatomy for that matter.
So one of the reasons that's been cited, because this is, you know, from Qantas to even the cheaper airlines are all cracking down on this, is that it's an issue around safety for cabin crew staff. Has it really become an issue for them? Are there incidents?
Look, there are a couple of reasons. I mean, one is that cabin crew are actually having to physically move these heavier articles, and manual handling is an issue in many occupations. And the kind of lifting, which is, you know, lifting above your head. Now, I'm not a biomechanist or anything like that, but certainly, you know, heavy lifting and of that nature is going to be a challenge that's likely to increase the likelihood of injury. Then, of course, you know, if in turbulence, if the locks on overhead compartments do fail, again, having articles flying around the cabin is likely to be of danger to both travellers and cabin crew. But because cabin crew are doing this all day, every day, they're more likely to be vulnerable and more likely to be hit.
Help me out with this 7 kilo business, because I recently had an incident where I was, I don't know, 9 kilos or something. Mm. And they were happy for me to just put on layer upon layer upon layer till I looked like a snowman. It was quite obscene, actually. I looked ridiculous. But, you know, I went on, put layer upon layer, and then it was fine. I weighed it and, you know, it made the weight limit. But as far as I could see, I still had the same amount of weight going into that aeroplane, which did my head in, and I was about to have a sort of a heat overdose. You should have seen me. People were coming up to me and sort of patting me and asking me if I needed them to hold anything. And it was quite ugly. But this is not just me that this has happened to. This is quite a common occurrence. Isn't that sort of mad? Like, I've still took the same amount of luggage in, and they knew that.
Yes. Oh, look, absolutely. And look, I mean, I'm a 53-kilogram weakling, so, you know, I mean, why can't I take more on? And I think there is an argument that somewhere along the line we perhaps need to be thinking about. I mean, ultimately, how heavy the aircraft is, you know, unknown amounts of weight on aircraft isn't necessarily good for safety and efficiency in terms of the amount of fuel that's loaded on and so on and so forth, and for also the safety reasons I've just been talking about. Yes, whether it's 7 kilograms or something more, if you look at the average traveller, you know, it may be that as we're getting heavier, you know, 7 kilograms is reasonable. I can't talk about what is, in fact, the ideal weight, but certainly I think that there are issues, and I share your view on that one, that it doesn't seem to be fair, that, and it becomes really silly when we are just moving weight around the cabin. We're not actually stopping heavy articles being taken on board.
So taking on carry-on baggage is convenient because of some of the pitfalls of checked-in baggage, and one of those is that sometimes you lose your luggage or it takes forever to come out, right? This is a broader issue that airlines have to deal with.
Sure, and they often don't have control over the, you know, that end of the travel. Look, everyone can understand why you want to cram more things into your carry-on. But the other thing, of course, is that it becomes less efficient when you actually have a delay in getting off the aircraft. And I'm sure you've experienced it. You know, certainly we're waiting longer to get off aircraft because people are lifting heavy articles and having to, you know, forage for the bits and pieces that they have in their overhead lockers and so on. And that is actually slowing down people getting off the aircraft and the turnaround time for airlines as well. So, look, you know, I think there are issues here that perhaps are worth having a further consideration, and one of them being just exactly how much weight they can tolerate and still be efficient both in getting passengers on and off from a safety point of view, and the issue of, you know, just which destination is having slow baggage handling. And I think that it's probably, this is highlighting the fact that we need to be looking at those things now.
I think we do. And I've got to say, that time I also put shoes into my pockets. Yeah.
Yes.
They thought that was fine. Yeah. How could they think that was fine? Anyway, I'm still reeling from that experience. Shoes in my pockets. It was quite a look. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Professor Anne Williamson is an aviation safety expert from the University of New South Wales. Look, I got down to 7 kilos, but, you know, there were shoes in my pockets.